Runners train their legs, their lungs, and their lactate threshold. They obsess over splits, mileage, and recovery. But most runners completely ignore the organ that controls all of it, the brain. Mental training isn't a nice to have for runners. Research consistently shows that psychological skills training improves endurance performance, independent of physical fitness. A 2019 meta-analysis published in Sports Medicine found that mental training interventions produced meaningful improvements in endurance performance, with the largest effects in self-talk and imagery techniques. This is a 4-week plan to build the mental skills that separate runners who survive races from runners who perform in them. How this plan works. Each week introduces a core mental skill with daily exercises that take 5 to 10 minutes. The plan is designed to layer skills progressively, so week 4 integrates everything into a race day protocol you can use indefinitely. You don't need to stop your physical training. This plan runs alongside your existing program. Think of it as adding a mental training block to your periodization. Week 1. Self-awareness and baseline. Before you can train your mind, you need to understand how it currently operates during runs. Most runners have never systematically observed their own thought patterns under fatigue. Daily practice. The thought log. 5 minutes post-run. After every run this week, spend 5 minutes writing down what you were thinking during the hardest part of the run. What emotion was dominant? Frustration, doubt, boredom, focus, flow. What happened to your pace when your thoughts shifted? Any recurring thought patterns you notice? Don't judge what you find. Just observe. You're collecting data. Most runners discover that their internal monologue during hard efforts is surprisingly negative, repetitive, and disconnected from useful performance information. You can't manage what you haven't measured. A thought log gives you a baseline of your mental habits under pressure. End of week check. Review your logs and identify your top 2 to 3 recurring thought patterns. Common ones include catastrophizing, I can't hold this pace, comparison, everyone is faster than me, and outcome fixation. What if I miss my goal time? These patterns become the targets for week 2. Week 2. Self-talk and cognitive reframing. Self-talk is the most well-researched mental skill in endurance sports. A landmark study by Blanchfield et al. In 2014 showed that runners trained in motivational self-talk ran significantly longer to exhaustion than a control group, with no difference in perceived exertion at matched time points. Their bodies performed the same. Their minds quit later. Daily practice. Cue word development, 5 minutes. Create 3 personal cue words, one for each of these categories. Effort regulation, a word that reminds you to stay smooth and controlled. Examples: glide, easy power, smooth. Motivation, a word that reconnects you to your purpose. Examples: earned, warrior, why. Technical focus, a word that redirects attention to form. Examples: tall, quick feet, hips forward. Practice deploying these during runs. When you catch a negative thought pattern from your week 1 log, replace it with the appropriate cue word. This isn't suppression, it's substitution. You're giving your brain something better to do. The brain processes about 1,500 thoughts per mile during a run. Self-talk training doesn't change the volume, it changes the channel. The reframing protocol. For each negative thought pattern you identified in week 1, write a reframed version. I can't hold this pace becomes I'm choosing this effort level right now. My legs are dead becomes my legs are working hard, and that's the point. I want to stop becomes I want to grow, and this is where growth happens. Reframing doesn't deny difficulty, it recontextualizes it. The sensation is the same. The interpretation changes, and interpretation drives behavior. Week 3. Visualization and race rehearsal. Visualization, also called mental imagery or motor imagery, activates many of the same neural pathways as physical execution. Brain imaging studies show that vividly, imagining running activates motor cortex, premotor areas, and supplementary motor areas in patterns similar to actual running. Daily practice. Pedal P imagery. 7 minutes. Use the Pedal P framework for structured visualization. Physical. Sit in your running clothes or stand in running posture while visualizing. Environment. Picture the exact course you're training for. Use photos or videos if you haven't run it before. Task. Rehearse specific sections, especially the ones that worry you. Timing. Imagine in real time, not fast forward. Feel the actual pace. Learning. Adjust your visualization each day based on recent runs. Emotion. Include the feelings you want to have. Confidence. Control. Determination. Perspective. See it from your own eyes, not from a drone camera. Race rehearsal sessions. 3 times this week, do a full mental rehearsal of your target race. Close your eyes. Start at the starting line. And mentally run the entire course. Include the hard parts. Include the moments where doubt will creep in. Then visualize yourself executing your self-talk strategies from week 2 at those exact moments. Research shows that athletes who rehearse coping with adversity, not just imagining perfect performance, show greater resilience during actual competition. Visualize the challenge and the response, not just the outcome. Week 4, integration and race day protocol. This week brings all 3 skills together into a cohesive race day system. You now have self-awareness. You know your patterns. Self-talk tools. You have cue words and reframes. And visualization capacity. You've rehearsed the race mentally. The 48-hour pre-race protocol. For a detailed breakdown of managing race day nerves during this window, see Race Day Anxiety, A Runner's Guide to Mental Prep, 2 days before. Do a full race visualization in the evening. Include your warm-up, the start, key mile markers, the hard sections, and your finish. Run through it once, then sleep. The night before, write down 3 things on a card that fits in your pocket or race belt. Your 3 keywords. Your 1 process goal, not a time goal. Your mantra for the final 20% of the race. Race morning. Run through a 5-minute centering routine. 2 minutes of controlled breathing. 2 minutes of course visualization hitting your key markers. And 1 minute of intention setting with your process goal. During the race, the mile marker system. Assign each mile marker a mental task. Miles 1 to 3. Focus on technical cue word. Settle into rhythm. Resist the urge to go out fast. Miles 4 to 7. Motivational cue word when effort increases. Stay present, not projected. Miles 8 and 10. Reframing protocol when discomfort peaks. This is where I get stronger. Final stretch. Activation mantra. Short. Powerful. Repeated. I earned this. I earned this. A race is not one event. It's a series of moments. Having a mental plan for each segment prevents the brain from defaulting to survival mode. Post-race debrief. Within 24 hours of the race, review your mental performance separately from your physical performance. What worked? Where did you lose focus? Which cue words landed? What would you adjust? This debrief becomes the foundation for your next training cycle. Mental training, like physical training, is progressive. Each race teaches you something about your psychology that you can build on beyond the 4 weeks. 4 weeks builds the foundation. The runners who see lasting performance gains continue the daily practice in a maintenance format. 5 minutes of visualization before key workouts, self-talk deployment during tempo runs and intervals, and regular thought logging during hard training blocks. The mental game is a skill set that develops alongside your physical fitness. And like physical fitness, it responds to consistent, structured training. Keep building. Add the 5-minute mental warm-up to your pre-workout routine and read why sport-specific mental training outperforms generic meditation apps.